your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 11 this morning. The book of Luke, chapter 11, we'll read the first four verses, have a word of prayer, then we'll turn it over to Pastor as he speaks to our hearts this morning. Book of Luke, chapter 11, verse number 4, it says this, it says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for your very words that you've allowed us to read from your word this morning. God, as I stand back, I'm still amazed that the only thing the disciples ever asked of you was to teach them to pray. God, I pray this morning that you be with our pastor. Give him the words. Give him the strength. God, give him the voice to be able to speak to us this morning. I pray that our hearts would be challenged this morning. I pray that all distractions would be removed from this place, and we ask it in your name. Amen.
Well, good morning. It's never right. There you go. I had a beautiful card this week from D. Martin. In that card, she says, "You're still my pastor." What a blessing. And she wanted me to know that she watches my YouTube every Sunday. And so I say, "Hello, Dee." I understand Roseanne does the same. And so appreciate these two ladies very, very much. Well, you're looking good this morning. That's what people tell me. They'll come in and say, "Well, you're looking better than last week." And they forgot they told me that last week. And the week before that. God's good, amen. How often? These few verses, they're intriguing. The disciples, after listening and perhaps watching Jesus pray, they long to learn how to pray themselves. Nowhere else do I find in the Word of God where they request Him how to do something. Teach very big deal about it being in secret. You remember the words? Chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. It says, when thou prayest, thou not shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. But notice Jesus said, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. God wants us to have this time of prayer day after day, whereby it's He and ourselves. I believe there is a time for corporate prayer. I believe in church prayer meetings. But the sad thing is that many times God's people use that as a substitute for their own personal prayer life. And if you notice here, He says to pray using these words, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There's not only the intimacy of prayer, but there's the inclusiveness of prayer. We have a common bond in our Father. Thank God for that. I remember years ago, the men used to always gather for a time of prayer up on the hillside. And Brother Al Wells was leading in that. And he pulled out his Bible and turned to Matthew 6. And he talked about, for the next few days, Our Father, one, that is something that we have in common, but two, it is a position of intimacy, place of inclusiveness within the family of God. Think about it for a moment. I do not know how your childhood was. I don't know how your father treated you. I know in a few cases he should have been shot, but by and large we have some good men who love their kids, and they are excited to be able to call him their father. One day when I was in Seattle, I had the youth group, and in that youth group were two young men. One was the pastor's son, and the other was one of our church members. And they were in that room before class, and they were arguing about who was stricter. One would say, my daddy is. And the other would say, no, my daddy is. And actually, they were showing forth their pride in a father who loved them enough to discipline them and to lead them down the right path. Thank God we have a father that we could have in a magnificent relationship that demands our honor, as is to His very name. Hallowed be thy name. That can't be said of any of us, but be said of our Father. That one which we have the privilege to know in this relationship, there's the intimacy of prayer. There is the inclusiveness of prayer. But I'd like for us to know, for the next few minutes, the specifics of prayer. One of the things you find is that it is always seeking the will of God. to the will of Almighty God. I have found that some Christians, when they were 20 and 30 years of age in the Lord, still do not know the will of God. I would say, why don't you pray this prayer and ask God to direct you, as I would ask my father for direction. He would always give it, as my children have asked for direction. I've always sought to give it because I was daddy, and you and I have a tremendous father, a great, and I don't mean it disrespectful, a great daddy that we can look to. We also not only should be seeking. Be quiet, I'm talking. Not only seeking his will, but seeking his provision. He says, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive every one of us who is that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so there's specifics. What is to his will, I believe also, is seeking his provision. Now some people pray for a new car and ask God for a Lamborghini. Good luck. You don't deserve one. But God will give you one. It might be an old rattle chap Chevy, but I'll get you from point A to point B. Praise God, for he provides for us. And growing up, we normally always had ice cream at our house. How many like ice cream? Now I saw those hands. How many of you, ice cream likes you and sticks around? Bottle I have ice cream, but it was getting more expensive. The kids were growing a little older. Groceries are getting to be a little higher. Today they're not a little higher, they're much higher. But it was growing in price. And I remember, instead of ice cream, I began to eat popcorn. You could buy a lot of popcorn for the price of a half gallon ice cream. The amazing thing was, God gave to me that time a provision and a desire for it. We have a great God. But it's also seeking forgiveness and to forgive. How many this week have lived a perfect life? You have not offended anybody. Oh, I got the right crowd. So in other words, you and I, we need forgiveness for what our mouths say and for what our actions do. And God has want us to seek him first in this area and ask for his forgiveness, because ultimately all sin against each other is against Almighty God. And not only to seek forgiveness, but to forgive, to be able to forgive. There are some people, it may be too late for you to forgive them. They may have passed away. They may have gone out of your life and moved far across the country. But there's something you could do in God, and that is to forgive them. did not believe the miracles of God. That's why they were sad, you see. And so we find there were two that went up. One was a Pharisee. And it says, and the other, a publican. He was a tax collector. Nobody here likes tax collectors. You were glad to see April 15th pass by, and you didn't have to pay any extra. Some of you got caught, didn't you? And it says, the other was a publican. The Pharisee stood, and he prayed thus with himself. It's not with God, but he prayed with himself. God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. He goes on to commend himself. He says, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you this, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Have you ever wondered why they teach us to pray with our heads bowed? It's an act of humility. Have you ever watched two animals and you see one that's dominant, but they come up to you and they dip their head to you? They are showing a humility. When you come to my house, if she dips her head, don't be scared. Otherwise, you might think about it twice. But she'll come up and she puts her head down. What is it? An act of humility. And thus, we find the publican in this action as he humbled himself before God and admitted who he was, what he was. I ask you this morning, have you ever prayed that way to God? Have you ever come to him humbly and said, God, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve your grace, but I'm seeking it. I desire it, for I need it. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We have the blessed privilege to be in this place. We ask you to move upon hearts, to bless in these moments of invitation. Glorify yourself, not in the life of sinner, but in the life of your saints. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The plea is always the same.